Hello, I'm Mary Lohman, and this is The Christian Working Woman, and I am so glad that my good friend Lisa Bishop is with us once again this week. So Lisa, it's all yours.
Thanks, Mary. It is good to be with you again this week. I have a question for you as we kick off this week. Are you living a life worthy of the Lord? Have you ever wondered what it means to live a worthy life? Often we're tempted to measure our lives by our achievements, financial success, our relational status, or perhaps climbing the corporate ladder. But let's look to God's Word to see what it says about living a worthy life. In Paul's letter to followers of Jesus in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 1, he says, "I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received." What does he mean? Living worthy doesn't mean defining your value or earning your worth or status. That's already been declared by God. By the blood of Jesus, you have been made whole, holy, righteous, and worthy. You are 100% approved. Living worthy isn't about earning God's favor. You already have it because of Jesus. And that is an amazing truth. Living a life worthy of the Lord is not about our position before God. It's about our conduct before God and others, the way we live our lives. When Paul urges believers to live a life worthy of the calling they've received, he's saying, live in such a way that you are a credit to the message of Christ. Behave as a citizen of heaven. Live in a godly way that reflects Jesus. When you and I live in a manner worthy of the gospel, it means we stand out. We live set apart. People look into your life, and they can tell you reflect gospel principles. There are far too many people who claim to be a Christian, but their lifestyle, words, choices, behaviors, and actions reflect anything but Christ. When we're true followers of Jesus, we read the Bible, obey God's instructions, and grow more in the likeness of Jesus. We don't conform to the patterns of the world or social norms. We conform to Christ. If your coworkers were to look into your life and conduct, would they know that you love and follow Jesus? Do you respond differently under pressure, act gracefully in challenging circumstances, display kindness when others criticize? Would your neighbor notice there's something different about you? When there's a long line at the checkout counter, would the store clerk experience Jesus in you? When we live worthy of our calling, we live as one loved, chosen, and appointed by God to put the glory of God on display. Join me tomorrow as we look at specific ways to live a life worthy of our calling in Christ. And visit our website at christianworkingwoman.org for resources to help you mature as a follower of Jesus.